Hello, it's the 14th of June, 2019, and we have the Queen of Swords reversed and the Nine of Rods and the Moon. You have to be like that, said the old Chinese restaurant owner as she tenderly patted my head after I hung up the phone. Or they walk all over you! I was in a hotel restaurant in Seattle the second night off in a row, which wasn't supposed to be happening, as every night off on the road is nothing coming in and expenses going out, i.e. tour manager, his hotel room, my hotel room, expensive food, vehicle rental, etc., which was why I was in the restaurant again in the back, as I hate cell phones in restaurants, pissed off as hell, arguing with my manager who'd started to lose me money, which I don't like doing. It was hard to be nice. As discreet as I was trying to be, my voice got a little loud more than once. Her comment was a response to my apology. Although the call had pretty much ruined my expensive lunch, the food had been excellent. The Queen of Swords is the widow card in olden speak. Libra, Air, Gemini, Aquarius, Scorpio, and in the reverse can be most unpleasant indeed. The wrong end of that sword is coming down, and you don't want to be on the end of it. Skewered. Upright, she's witty, sharp, and queen, after all. This could be a divorced or widowed mother, grandmother, or a weird aunt. I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt today, because this card is in the past, but truth be told, and the suit of swords is all about truth, she always does deserve the benefit of the doubt. It takes a lot for this queen to lose her cool. Queens have queen problems, you know? Not like you and me. How can you not behead someone every damn day? Can you imagine? In the present is the one more mile card, as I sometimes call it, because it looks like that's all this bloodied, beaten character on the card has left in him. The Nine of Rods or clubs or fire. Leo, Sagittarius, Aquarius, Jupiter, Sun, Moon, Aries is number 9 of the minor arcana. And one last straw away from the backbreaking 10. We're defensive and protective of what we've achieved. It's been hard won. Hell, it nearly killed this poor human. He stands, club in hand, eyes nervously and anxiously darting back and forth. Suspicious? For good reason. The full moon in Sagittarius in the future position is great news for you creative types, water and fire all over the place. That's when the moon is at her best, when she's full and glowing and inspiring. How in love are we with the moon? Songs, poems, art? This is a great one for all that. But someone's in the dark about something, and on the moon card in the future position, there are wolves at the door, or coyotes, or dogs. Whatever they are, they're not the friendly kind. As far as contracts or legal documents, wait until after the full moon, or at least read it under something stronger than moonlight. But read it. Someone in the past may have missed something. This reverse queen could be bad legal or accounting advice. Take stock, regain your health, conserve your energy. You will need it. Don't be anxious, don't be paranoid, just use your clear head. Protect yourself and yours, that's all. Sometimes you have to be like that. Thank you, ma'am.